The Restore New York program, which I think its full title is the Restore New York Communities Initiative Funding, is being made available through the Empire State Development. The Village of Philmont was looking at some of our vacant buildings and some of our blighted properties, and in order to meet the to see if there were any buildings we could propose to receive the grant funding from the Restore New York program. And it's important to know the goals of the Restore New York grant. And I think I'd be more comfortable if I can just read them off here. I have them listed. So the goals is to revitalize local community and induce commercial investment. Also, they are looking to improve local housing stock and increase tax base. And so we were looking for projects that are very visible in Main Street that could be could inspire other business development in the village. And our attention was drawn to 56 Main Street, the Hopkins House, and Spring Sutter, who's the owner of the house, is here. And what appeals to us about that property, it's a combination, it's kind of a synergy between what the property owners are planning for the building and what we think it could do for Philmont's development, for its workforce development, for housing, potentially workforce housing development. The plan for the building at the moment, and Spring can actually provide more details on this, but it's a mixed-use commercial building. I think there are two storefronts on the ground floor, two commercial spaces on the ground floor, and then is it four or five?
Four
apartment buildings, I think two on the second floor, and then two on the top floor. And I think before Spring has done a lot of the background work, and before she even, I think, finalized purchasing of the property, she came to the village board to confirm that the parking would work for what she's doing, for the business plan that's planned to be there. And so we're very excited about restoring that property. Another thing that was a big consideration is that it was one of the 17 properties in Summit Lake and its watercourse, the BOA nomination, that was identified as being a catalytic site. And it has, it's also been identified in Jesse Ravage's cultural resource study as having historic value. So we are supporting restoring that building and bringing it back into service. We're excited about the possibility of businesses and additional workforce housing. And that's why we're applying for the Restore New York grant for that property. Does anyone want to add anything to that? Have I left anything out? Spring, is there anything you want to add?
I've been in the house with your architect, Lee Armstrong, and take a look, and it's so fabulous. Somebody's using a derelict building to restore it. Place is in tough shape, but it's kind of structurally okay, from what I can see. But it's very interesting history there. I mean, the boarding rooms on the third floor have some of the old gas lights still on the walls in there. But baking oven in the basement is amazing.
Does it work?
There's a baking oven, an old antique baking oven in the basement.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But I'm really happy that that building is going to be restored and used, because it's in tough shape, and if somebody could restore it, that would be beautiful, but rather than it be a derelict property that's falling down.
It's one of the first ones you see when you drive into the village. And I think any way that we can help the owners is going to be a great boon to the village, because I think the whole village will take off after that.
I agree, 100%.
Spring, have you given any more thought to the business that you might have come in there?
We think about it all the time. With the parking situation. And I just wanted to say, it's not just me. I have a partner,
sure.
Christopher with Russell. We think about it all the time. We have parking and approval for two non-food service type commercial spaces. But we really want the building to be a place that the community comes to and uses. We want it to be, you know, have an open door feeling, and of course that lends more to a restaurant or a coffee shop. So we'll spend some time this year looking at parking options and probably be coming back to show that we can do that.
Great.
That's our goal.
Peter, is this something that we could work on our project, do you think?
It's certainly
just
within
to give
the
recommendations
within the scope of Main Street.
Yeah.
Analysis.
Cool. And just to clarify for those who don't know, Peter and Jason are working on a project called Main Street Makers program.
So we're literally like assessing what is on Main Street and what would be options for the community, and which, you know, as a resource. We're not telling you what to do, but I think we should get together and speak, and I'll talk to you about it later.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I know there are a few other properties are looking at or buying,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want us all to have the same
exactly
plan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we have a lot of really intense demographic information too that's relatively current. So
thank you.
Can we ask questions?
Sure.
At this point?
Sure.
Yes, the parking situation is really, really not trivial. I live directly across the street. That building was built before automobiles, when the street was made out of cobblestones.
Yes.
The horses could go down.
Yeah.
And it's really a very dangerous curve. So I stress that the parking situation is of utmost importance.
Thank you.
And the traffic control.
I am worried about the curve and the traffic. We won't start really breaking ground on the project until mid to late spring, and that will really be our focus.
And then you have to think about construction vehicles also.
Exactly.
And how they're going to access the building.
Yeah, and not block the street all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested in a complete plan.
Okay. We'll be working on it.
Thank you.
But I know I brought my father to see the building, and that's the first thing he said is, this is a dangerous curve. So we think about it a lot. We'd love to have the villages help with that.
Have you approached Family Dollar or Cumberland Farms about excess parking that they may allow you to have?
Not yet, but there is that generally unused parking space behind Cumbies. And our concern is just how people would safely walk,
right,
maybe back up behind the building or around, but they're kind of the first stop we have, is that space is, whenever we drive by, it's not being used.
Well, I think our initial conversation was too, if depending on the use of the building, if you had tenants upstairs, then those parking spots would be dedicated to them. If you're going to do strictly business, you know, there used to be a bar there, and people found a place to park and walk. So there's plenty of parking over in municipal parking. It's only a block away, heaven forbid if we have to walk a little bit today. And Prospect Street Extension, nobody parks down there, you know, so there's plenty of parking within a quarter mile there. So, you know, I think if that's made available, which, I mean, it's public parking, but it's, you know, if it's part of your selling point to,
I think there's,
you know,
a code requirement for food service or a bar that we have to have designated parking.
Oh, okay.
Which we just don't have enough, so.
Right.
Yeah, I think it would be great if it was like a coffee shop that turned into a bar in the evenings and something else, you know?
Right.
Just to keep it awake and alive and the community using it, but I do think we have to provide the parking. I know that the city of Hudson, people have told me at one point, they did get rid of that requirement, so because they also had all these people coming to open new businesses and no one had enough parking.
Yeah.
So, I don't think we'll need to ask for that to go away, but we'll be looking for designated spaces.
Peter?
I have a few questions. Deborah, you referred to the granting agency, state agency net. Does that require any match or any cash from village? And if so, how much?
So I think the match is 10%. It requires a 10% match. And the property owners are going to be providing that 10% match. There may be a cost to the village for the application itself. I don't know. It's nominal.
Right. Second question is the four apartments. Are those going to be market rate apartments? Or is there any affordability?
So we are talking about, we're figuring that out, and that's something that Spring and I have been both very interested in. Of course, you know, we appreciate it. The numbers have to work for the property owners, but it seems also very likely that perhaps, you know, two or maybe three, it wouldn't be a problem for them to be within workforce, you know, within the guidelines for workforce housing affordability. And I think the agency requires 75% for buildings under 10 with fewer than 10 units to be, you know, there's a calculus for it, and the income I think has to meet, you know, 50, can't be more than 50% of the AMI for the area. So all of that is being looked at in.
So will the grant then cover the full cost of the renovations and that, or is the private sector bank also engaged?
Did you want to say something?
Yes, I'd like to speak to that. Also about the workforce housing, it's kind of middle income, it's low to middle. But in this area, the calculus is not that different from market rate. Obviously, we're not going to look for luxury apartments right now, and I just wanted you to know that if we receive that grant, and by the way, also the New York Main Street Stabilization Grant that we've been working with Philmont Beautification on, both will lead to kind of a calculus, but the cost of our loan, you know, if we got one grant and not the other, or both, or neither, then we can stop and consider what we can afford to charge for rents. But we're aware of, Christopher and I also grew up in middle income homes, and we want that to be the result. So that's our guide from here. We hope we can stick to it. But also it's what the area provides. You know, we can't come here and charge Manhattan prices, nor would we want to.
And then the final question is, I mean, the building's been empty for some time, and just the overall condition, I, of course, have not been in it. So my question is, I assume there's been a structural engineer and an architect. Are both of those professionals licensed in
New
York?
Oh, yes, yes.
They're both licensed.
Yes, and they've done quite a bit of work in this general area. They live here, and they're local. We've been doing inspections and structural engineer work and architectural work for a year now. Even though we purchased the building in January, we did 6 months of research, including all of that first, to see if we could manage the project. Because it is huge.
And And, you know, maybe I should have said earlier, and want to add that one of the things that makes this such an appealing project for Philmont, too, is that Spring and Christopher, you know, it is, in a way, shovel ready. They have done all this background research, and they have a great team working with them, and, you know, including Sally, who has been helping, you know, with some of the stabilization, who has applied for a stabilization grant for that and is very familiar with the building since it was owned by Nathaniel. So it's exciting to us for that reason as well. There's, it feels like a really solid project.
I just let everyone know too that we're working with SHPO, with the state, to restore the building. The benefit for us is also that we will be eligible for tax credits that will help us fund the project, but we won't be ripping it apart. We'll be putting in the extra time and effort to pretty much restore it.
So to answer Peter's question on the engineer, it's Taconic Engineering, Peter, and if you're familiar with their work, they're very established, they're in Chatham. And Chadianburg, and one of their recent successes was Bartlett House, that, you know, that involved an incredible amount of engineering. And he was also the engineer that we employed on the co-op because of all of the challenges that we have with that building. So, and I just like to add in just a couple of things. You know, PB Inc. is really thrilled that you've selected this. We've worked with that building for nearly 15 years, working with successive owners that really just couldn't make it because of the difficulty in financing it. And when Spring and Christopher came and bought it, we met first and we had a Zoom meeting. It was like, okay, here is the, you know, the actual owners that have the sophistication to be able to absorb the sophistication of the team that needed to be put together for the tax credits. So PB Inc. went out, and our work with the Preservation League of New York then led us to being able to interview a number of consultants that would be able to have the expertise to work on the tax credits. And so that's what happened. We interviewed. We then did Zoom meetings with Christopher and Spring, and then it was, you know, pretty obvious, you know, that it was going to be Preservation Studios in Troy and Urban Vantage in Butler. So I only have one question, and it's a sensitive question. So in the big stratosphere of the Restore New York grant, and it's a secular grant. It only comes up, you know, every 5-7 years. And I just wanted to, you know, bring everybody's attention to this fact that, you know, normally there are going to be communities that you're going to be competing with that have spent years putting together a whole, you know, slew of buildings for a Restore New York grant, and they've worked on that consistently for 2, 3, 4 years, and they also involving the municipality. And the municipality will have done a number of open calls and will have run a series of selection processes, you know, so that the whole process would be open to anybody, mostly in the downtown. It's aimed at the downtown. So I just, you know, really want to kind of bring up this factor that, you know, none of that has actually happened here. So I just want you to be aware, you know, that it's a tough call when you're up against communities that have, you know, Restore New York, you know, on their radar. We all know, every grant writer that's involved with us on every day of the week knows that this is on a secular basis. And so, you know, I'm a little hesitant. And the other thing that I'm concerned about is So did you do a breakdown on your budget, Deborah, how you're approaching your budget for this?
Are you talking about the project's budget, or are you talking about the Philmont's municipal budget? Because the project budget is in Spring's hands.
For the Restore New York, do you know at this point what your total project cost, what's your...
We know that it won't be more than, we've done enough of the calculations based on the guidelines to know it won't be more than 2 million. We won't be asking for more than 2 million.
So the 2 million, so how then, you know, Deborah, does that incorporate the New York Main Street downtown stabilization grant, you know, with our budget coming in? So I think
what Spring had mentioned to you is, you know, originally the way we were thinking about it is that PBI was applying for a stabilization grant for 56 Main, and we would apply for the Restore New York grant for the building, the rehabilitation part of that grant. We spoke with the grantors, and they made a recommendation for how to go about this in light of that situation, and basically to leave the decision up to the grantors where the money should come from. In part, the issue is that the stabilization grant won't have that information until end of year. And this grant has to be in before then. And so the decision was made to go forward with the application now. And based on the recommendations of the ESD, Empire State Development, our representative, she suggested that we, that the grantors will be concerned about funding a rehabilitation project if they're not sure there's going to be stabilization money. And so she said, put the grant in for all parts of the project, and note that PBI has applied for the stabilization grant, and let the grantors figure out how that's going to work.
And what is your deadline for announcement on your grant?
I don't know what you mean by announcement.
So you submit on the 11th of October.
Correct.
What does ESD say to you? We're going to let you know on what month?
I think they had said probably around the end of January, so it'll probably be after that. But I don't know. You know, that's they're not guaranteeing that. They're just saying that's projected.
So in other words, you know, to summarize that in your words, that you've been advised by Empire State Development to go for the full project total cost, list that, and then it will be up to the ESD to be in contact with Main Street to see where our grant went. Is that what you're saying?
That's my understanding that, you know, but there's a piece missing from what you said, which is that to also convey in our grant the PBI's application for Main Street stabilization grant. I mentioned it, but I don't think you mentioned it.
No, I picked it up and I understood that. So in other words, you're not going to actually include the New York Main Street grant in your budget as a pending. You're going to
right, because that. if we knew that you were going to get it, then we, you know, we could do it.
Pending, which indicates that it's pending, it's applied for. But you're in this case, saying that ESD has said to you, don't put it in your budget and leverage it.
Because
it's pending.
Right, because if you get it, they can deduct it.
You're putting it in your narrative.
Yes. And their recommendation.
I wanted to be absolutely clear that, you know, to hear that. So essentially.
And I'm remembering one other thing that she told us as well, which is that they will evaluate the project, and if the stabilization grant is awarded, that can be deducted.
Okay.
But what they really want to know is that if they want to support the grant, that it's guaranteed to be fully funded. Because the worst case scenario for them would be to grant us the money and then for you not to get the stabilization grant, and then they would feel like, you know, that that's a project that isn't viable.
Right, I just wanted to understand the logistics of how you're presenting it in the grant application, and that you have been told by ESD to do it that way. That's correct. That's what you're saying.
That's my understanding of it. And I think Spring communicated that to you.
That and just the sort of, you know, general thing that, you know, you to be, you know, really aware, you know, that you're up against communities that have spent many, 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 often 2-3 years preparing, knowing that the Restore New York would come up, and this village hasn't done that.
Yeah, it's all a gamble and a crapshoot, and you know, it's all a gamble and a crapshoot. But we will.
No, we don't really see it like that. Actually, we see it, you know, as logistical planning. But
we,
I beg you, PV Inc. doesn't see it the way that you do. It's not a crapshoot. So okay, so I just wanted to establish that. Yeah, I love how you phrase that word.
All right, that's enough.
Asshole! Don't wink at me, Deborah.
Anybody else?
Yes, we've done a considerable amount of planning so far. Can you speak a little bit as to how you will be addressing the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions in your plan? Well, let me finish. Keeping in mind that New York State has passed this Climate Act, and that there are various goals to get to net zero in different years. So what is it that you're incorporating into your plans to meet those goals?
Yes, thank you. So I'll just back a little bit. We purchased the property and then started working with Sally and PBI for the stabilization, which actually took a lot of our focus. And then quickly after, the municipality has reached out to us about Restore New York. But in the background of all of this, we're working with a nonprofit called Urban Vantage that will help us, once these applications are in, that are big ones, help us know all of the programs that we need for green building to help in every way that we can to match those markers. It's a little bit complicated when you're also required by the state to restore the building in a certain way. So we'll be, once this application is in, then we'll be focusing on all of those smaller, not necessarily grants, some grants, but also programs to add into our overall package and plan. For example, right now, I would say our architectural plans are more structural and maybe 75% done in terms of the interior space and exactly how it's laid out. The National Historic Register has received our justification for putting the building on the Historic Register, which means that the State Historical Preservation, the Parks Department, is now looking at our plans and saying, you can do this, but you can't do that in terms of where the walls are, come down, things like that. Then we have to have that all in place to know exactly how we would implement, you know, use of solar or all the other programs. So we're just kind of step by step.
Okay, so that is a bit in conflict with the net zero goals.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I believe some owners are beginning to look at what are the tax incentives to doing conservation or whatever it is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be better than what you're looking at with these other programs. So I realize it's a balancing act, but we are in a climate crisis.
Yes.
And I'd like to hear that you're taking this seriously, and hopefully we'll see the results of taking that seriously in your planning.
I appreciate that. It's something that I personally really care about.
Okay, well, just so you know, Philmont does have a climate smart community.
Okay.
So, I'm going to be in touch with them as we progress in this.
Thank you. I didn't know that.
I care.
Oh, okay.
And I'm the liaison, and we've got a nice group that can probably help out. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Anybody else?
So we can close the public hearing as to the application for the Restore New York funding for the project. Do you want to do the resolution now, just to close that part of the meeting up?
Why not?
All right. So we have a sample resolution that states that there's going to be an application in support of property at 56 Main Street, which requests up to $2 million in Empire State Development funds, Restore New York funding, with matching funds provided by the property owner, as has been discussed tonight, to rehabilitate and reconstruct a vacant 7,900 square foot village landmark centrally located on Main Street in Philmont's General Business District. So the resolution before the board would be that the village board and the mayor do hereby authorize the application for the Restore New York Communities Initiative funding to be made available through ESD on behalf of the village in an amount not to exceed $2 million. So you need a first and a second on that.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
That closes that part out. You can get into the regular meeting.
I'm going to close this out.